Along the road, breathless and desperate in the darkness. He could hear a utility truck behind him, powerful hunting lights mounted on top of it, their beams trained on him. He could hear the shouts of his pursuers, calling to each other in French. As he ran, the man's head jerked from side to side, looking for anyone who might help him. But they were at the edge of town, heading into darkness, with only trees on either side. The streetlights were getting further apart. Soon, it would be just scrubland. The truck was catching up to him fast. He couldn't stay on the road. He would have to risk going into the woods and hope to lose his pursuers. Hope was all he had left. The roar of a second vehicle joining the first made up his mind. He broke left and ran into the trees, weaving an erratic path between them, feet pounding the uneven ground. Bursting into a clearing, he stopped to get his bearings. But it was no use. He was lost. The fugitive bent forward, hands on his hips, panting, gasping for air. His hair was carefully groomed most days, and with his sculpted goatee, usually gave him the look of a hipster. But not here, not now. Instead, his body was covered head to foot in white talc, and a pair of tidy whitey underpants was his only protection from the cold evening air. This was no midnight run to the coffee shop. The roar of approaching engines meant the hunters had found a path through the woods. Shouted voices echoed in the darkness. Par ici, ici! This way, they were calling. Here, here! Summoning his strength, the man forced himself to move. He had to get away from them. He had to try. But no matter where he ran, escape seemed impossible. The search beams of the twin trucks stalking him were everywhere, angry French voices shouting over the roar of the engines. It was no good. Then, the clouds overhead parted for a moment, and moonlight glinted off a wide, shallow pond up ahead. He dashed forward and dove into the dark water. It was ice cold, but that didn't matter. He scrubbed at his body, intent on washing off the talc. Suddenly, a voice close by was shouting, "Ici! Sous l'arbre!" Here, under the trees! They'd found him. He was scrambling across the pond when both trucks roared up to the water's edge. Glancing back, he could see men in hunting gear leaping from both vehicles, armed with rifles, some with dogs. One of them was carrying a big cargo net. They would throw it over him, trap him underneath it like a wild animal. He was cornered, helpless. The hunted man saw faces.